Feeder cattle futures bounced back on Monday. The nation's cow herd may be nearing a plateau, but that doesn't mean it will necessarily shrink much on the other side of the cycle. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 5th of March. Live cattle futures softened Monday, perhaps on profit-taking, given stronger cash prices and higher wholesale beef values. Feeder cattle gained, though, with some chatter crediting support to the potential impact of the recent Arctic blast. Other than 30 cents and 2 cents higher in the back two contracts, live cattle futures closed an average of 44 cents lower. Other than 2 cents lower in the front two contracts, feeder cattle futures closed an average of 86 cents higher. Corn futures closed fractionally higher to a penny higher, while soybean futures closed 4 to 5 cents higher. Wholesale beef values were sharply higher on choice and firm on select, with fairly good demand and light offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice box beef cutout value is $2.26 higher Monday afternoon at $223.55 a hundredweight. Select was 42 cents higher at $217.21. Between canceled sales and receipts limited due to the extreme cold, here are trends from just a couple of the weekly Monday auctions to report at press time. Feeder steers weighing less than 800 pounds sold $2 to $4 lower at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota compared to 2 weeks earlier. Steers weighing more than 800 pounds sold steady to $2 lower. Feeder heifers traded $2 to $4 lower, except for steady to $1 lower at 700 to 800 pounds. There are 4,254 head on offer. There was no trend, but steady undertones were noted at Oklahoma National Stockyards, where just 2,163 head were on hand. By the way, there are only 731 head at Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Monday, with more data pointing towards slowing domestic economic growth. In this case, it was less construction spending than expected, according to the latest report from the U.S. Department of Commerce. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 206 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 10 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 17 points. It appears that herd expansion is nearly over, although the level of beef replacement heifers is large enough to support a minimal level of additional herd expansion this year, says Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, in his weekly market comments. Peel is referring to last week's cattle report showing 299,500 more beef cows on January 1st than a year earlier, but significantly fewer beef heifers retained as replacements. Specifically, there were 5.92 million beef replacement heifers January 1st, that was 183,300 head fewer than a year earlier, or 3% less. According to Peel, beef replacement heifers, as a percentage of the beef cow herd on January 1st this year, was 18.7%, down from 19.4% a year earlier, as heifer retention moves closer to levels consistent with zero herd growth. For perspective, he explains, a record level of heifers retained relative to the cow herd was in 2016 at 21%. Over the past 30 years, he says, the average is 17.8%. But these numbers don't mean the herd will necessarily shrink much after hitting the cyclical peak. While cyclical expansion may be mostly complete, there is no indication of herd liquidation at this time, Peel says. He explains average cattle prices are expected to continue at current levels and seem likely to hold cattle numbers steady this year. However, Peel says, future market conditions, good or bad, could prompt additional expansion or liquidation in 2020 and beyond. So, he suggests producers keep an eye on domestic and international market conditions for indications of any shifting market direction. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 5th of March. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.